following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. I believe successful teamwork is the foundation for successful business. Makes sense. And when you meet face-to-face, you work more effectively, obviously. But with clients and coworkers all over the country, all over the globe these days, on the go, coming together is impossible. That's why I've used and use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. We use it at ESPN regularly. It's the powerful and simple way to meet and collaborate online. Doesn't matter where you are. Whenever you need to connect, it's there. It's just a click with GoToMeeting to share your screen and work on the documents in real time. All you need's a webcam, and you can see everybody and see them in HD video. It's like meeting in person. It is so easy to launch. I figured it out. So easy to join a meeting using your computer, phone, or even your tablet. Even present from your iPad. GoToMeeting. Try it free now for a month. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is bull.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Randy, it must be a slow day in the world of sports because I just heard Bob Picozzi on the 92nd Sports Center promote an Oklahoma State TCU basketball game on ESPNU tonight. It's big.
Yeah, that's
if that's all you got to talk about.
That's slow. And but you know, it's right around the corner though. With the conference tournaments for basketball right around the corner.
No. It's TCU one win basketball.
I'm looking past that to the future that we're getting there.
Here it's cool.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
Boy.
Yeah, if that's your game.
It's like, come on, somebody watch this.
Yeah,
come
you're drilling a hole where there's no stud in the wall. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's going to hold up the picture frame there. No.
Number one goes down last night. Don't be surprised.
Again.
At Minnesota. Minnesota's not a bad team. They need a couple more wins probably to secure an NCAA berth because of their conference record, which is still one game below 500.
I think they're in. With the respect of the Big Ten, the props that they're getting this year.
I think they're in.
I don't think the Gophers got to do anything else to get in.
You
beat number one. That's an extra luster to your resume.
Loper Link with Brady Bonzel, UNK. We've got a lot to talk about the National Indoor Track Meet. They've got some new athletes that are coming into the program. We'll talk with Kearney Catholic girls basketball coach Rick Petrie ahead of tomorrow's state tournament. We'll give you a chance to win some Nebraska Danger tickets today. But I do, just before we finish off this college basketball chat to start the show, Big 12 comes out yesterday and says, yep, Iowa State got hosed. That's not exactly how they put it, but they said there was officiating errors at the end of the Kansas-Iowa State game, which Iowa State would have won had there not been those errors. They went deeper yesterday. It was on PTI around the horn, one of the two. That win gives Iowa State every little piece that you need to get into the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. Now, does the committee ever pay attention to stuff like that? Of course they don't. They've got all the numbers in front of them. It doesn't say how Iowa State lost to Kansas. It just says they lost to Kansas. Here's their RPI. Here's their record. Here's their conference record. Here's what they've done in their last 10.
If it's a true, absolutely true coin flip on the bubble, maybe they would, but it would have to be that. I think it'd have to be an absolute coin flip between them and, I don't know, Coastal Carolina. I don't even know their record. But somebody like that, it'd have to be a complete coin flip to say, you know what, if they would have got the call that they should have got, and then they'd let them in. But, yeah, stuff happens, though. Because especially basketball. You know, somebody drives in hard to the basket. You lay it up. It hangs on the rim. It tips one way. It's worth 2 points. It tips the other way. It's a rebound and an outlet and maybe even a layup basket on the other end of the court. I mean, it just happens. That's what's it's frustrating, but right? That's also what makes the game great.
Well, our Looper link, and then we're going to take a look at the Boys State basketball brackets. But Brady Bonzel has class. Plus, he has to go teach. So we've got him here with our Looper link. Thank you. Brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons. They have the loans. See Russ Smith today. Good thing it's indoor season, right, Brady?
Yeah. Did you just say I have class? I appreciate that.
I'm gonna talk about the Boys State basketball brackets here. Burwell okay. Longhorns, Kennesaw Blue Devils. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Garrett Mann and Burwell Longhorns. I think they will probably win their first-round game.
Well, there you go. Busy, busy time. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But right now, a couple of things just right up front here. First, you've got some new kids to talk about, and then the kids that you've got now are getting ready for the National Indoor Championships. And I can't ever keep up with this, but I realize now it's another one of those stupid jamborees that the Division II folks have put on. So you'll be there. The wrestling team will be there. Everybody gets to go to Birmingham, Alabama, which I guess isn't the worst place in the world to go to, but you've been involved with these jamborees. Kind of explain to the fans what that is, and does that make any difference from a non-jamboree year?
The concept is to, I think, generate interest in Division II athletics and to give the student-athletes kind of a difference than normal experience in terms of this year at the Winter Sports Festival. So they've got swimming, and they've got wrestling, and they've got track all going on in the same city at the same time. And so the concept's great, and I think it does generate a little bit more interest. I think, honestly, some of the additional things that they put in and requirements they have, they probably have our students missing a little more class than they need to. You know, we're going to be leaving on Tuesday, and our wrestling team's leaving on Monday for meets that are Friday-Saturday meets. You know, so that doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense to us. But the concept of getting several sports having their championship in the same city at the same time is great.
Do you get to hang out with the other team at all? I mean, do you see each other, or are you guys' schedules with the other teams just so different that you don't really rub elbows with them?
I haven't had a chance to look at that real closely yet, but I know Coach Bauer and I visited a little bit, and from what he remembers last time we had a Winter Sports Festival, the way they were scheduled, we didn't get to see each other that much. So we're actually scheduled and competing at the same time. And you know, whether it's as you prepare and practice and that sort of thing, and we're really, originally we were supposed to be someplace other than Birmingham, where we all would have been on the same, literally in the same location on the same site. Now we're going to be in different places, so I don't know how well that's going to work out, actually.
Talking with Brady Bonzel, the head track coach at UNK, indoor, outdoor, cross country. Well, let's talk about the kids that are going. Did you get what you thought you were going to get?
Yeah, we probably finished up about where we thought we would. Marissa Bongers has an automatic qualifier in the 800, so she was in. Dylan Schroetz, Mark, at the conference meet in the heptathlon qualified him, and we kind of, not that we planned on that happening, but we thought that's probably what would end up happening, that he'd do well there and get qualified. Mark Sieba in the pole vault, and then Tanner Fruit was actually qualified in both the mile and the five, but as the schedule sets up, we don't really think we can do both. And so before you know what everybody else is doing, you have to pick one or the other. You have to say, okay, if he qualifies in both, here's what we want to do. So we picked the five. He could do well in either. Probably, as it turns out, the five is going to be the tougher field of athletes than the mile was, but both would be tough, and either way, he's got an opportunity to do well.
Talking about Marissa, she's about 1.4 seconds off of the best time in the country this year. How has she been running, and what are the possibilities that she might be able to come away? I mean, she's right there in terms of not only medaling, but winning the whole shebang.
Yeah, and you know, a couple other people have said that to me too, but I don't even think, to me, that doesn't even cross your mind until after you get through Friday's prelims. Because you can look and say, well, you're 1.4 seconds out of first, but you can also look and say you're about 2 seconds out of, or a second and a half out of not qualifying for national, or qualifying for the finals. So we just take it one race at a time, and she's got a race Friday night next week, and if she does well enough in that race, she gets to have another race on Saturday.
Brady Bonsall with us for just another minute here on our Loper Link. How does this springboard you for the outdoor season for any of the athletes that go to the Nationals?
I think the experience just raises their level of expectation. They actually lose a little bit of a training time there that other people, you know, the rest of our team is starting back in tomorrow, and they've got about 4.5 weeks to get ready for the outdoor season. And so when you qualify, it actually changes that up quite a bit. But at the same time, it definitely raises the expectation level whenever you go to something like that.
Well, before we let you go, 25 new athletes have officially been announced to join the team. That seems like a lot, but you got to have a lot to cover all these events. And, of course, there's always a local flavor. Your thoughts overall and maybe throw out a kid or two that you're really – I know it's hard to pick out, but a couple of kids that bring some outstanding credentials.
Yeah, you know, the women's class overall is going to add, I think, some depth that we need. We didn't have a real big recruiting class this last year, so we're definitely excited about that. There's some – state champs and state runner-ups in there, and as far as on the guys' side, that's not as big of a class yet, but yeah, there's definitely some local people in there. Nick Peterson, is a state champ for Kearney High in the disc, and you got Ryan Dahlgren from Bertrand, who's a state champ in both hurdle events, and so some other local ones in there, along with other people from around us. I just got called by the Yankton newspaper this morning to interview me about Danny Riesberg, who's a state champ in the 400 and state runner-up in cross-country, and he was telling me that he couldn't remember the last time we had someone. But I guess our basketball team signed someone from up in that area, too, so two people in his coverage area are coming down here to UNK.
Well, that's outstanding. Great to see some more talent coming into UNK. And Brady, as I said, and everybody knows, you got to get off. And what are we teaching again? Bionuclear, thermonuclear, what is it?
Assessment and management in the secondary classroom. So that's close. That's very close.
God, my head hurts already. Hey, Coach, best of luck next week down in Alabama. We'll talk with you again soon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Brady. Brady Bonsall joining Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Maintaining control of the classroom sometimes is harder than splitting the atom. So what he teaches is a pretty valuable skill there, let me just tell you.
Oh, man. Let's see. I got all kinds of stuff here. If we get our sheets together, that's S-H-E-E-T-S. Well, with our Loper Link, we've talked about the track. Okay, we've got that taken care of. The brackets for the Division II Wrestling Championships are out. UNK, the defending national champion, they will also be down there in Birmingham, Alabama, the weekend of the 8th. The Lopers will get some very tough competition from the top teams in the rankings, St. Cloud State, Notre Dame of Ohio, and Central Oklahoma. An interesting matchup right off the bat. Defending national champ Rafian Stotts takes on Nate Herder of Augustana. Stotts beat him in the second round last year. During the regular season, Stotts was a 7-5 winner. So they've had some tough battles. Also, 9 school record wrestlers are going to the Nationals for UNK. So, again, at the beginning of the year, it didn't look great because of the injuries and some of the kids that didn't wrestle in the fall, but now things obviously much better.
Well, they're getting stronger. They're getting healthier, and they've been able to kind of work themselves. And fortunately, they've been back long enough that they kind of work on their you can be in the turtle pool all you want, but it's not the same thing as being on the mat and working it out. So you play that good competition, and you just hope for the best this time of year. You know, and this is when you want to peak. It isn't how good you are. It isn't how good you are when the season starts. It's how you finish it up that they decide which trophies you get.
Okay, also going on, UNK baseball now goes to Pittsburgh State. Softball, it's been so messed up because of the weather, they're going to go to Shadron State on March the 6th.
I didn't realize Shadron got that much less snow than we did, but I think they have a pretty good chance because I think it missed them. So, yeah, it's just so hit and miss. Those outdoor sports this time of year, it is just so hit and miss whether or not you can get out there. I mean, we're not that far away from high school soccer coming up, and I'm thinking to myself, how in the world are they even going to be able to play? I mean, and you know, how do you clean off a soccer field? And same things with the baseball and the softball fields. I mean, it's just, what are you going to do?
How about tennis? Men's and women's tennis team, they're going to go to Grand Island.
Well, you can scrape off a tennis court, though. You know
Friday,
what I mean?
Saturday.
It's different scraping off turf or the ground. You know, you can't break out the snowplow in the outfield for a softball field or a baseball field.
Okay, here's the schedule for the tennis team. Friday, William Jewell, Missouri in Grand Island at 2 o'clock. Saturday, Colorado Christian, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Grand Island. Sunday morning at 10 a.m., they're in Topeka, Kansas to take on Southeast Oklahoma State.
Ooh, ooh.
Huh? What?
When do you sleep?
Huh?
You sleep in the car, apparently.
Also, basketball. Final week of the regular season, and the Lopers need some help to get into the tournament. Northwest Missouri State comes in tonight. The Northwest Missouri women are 12-12. The men are 17-8. But the Loper men coming off a big win on Saturday. And the game's at the Health and Sports Center tonight at 5:30 and 7:30.
Chili cook-off tonight, too. So that can be both good and bad. I'll leave it at that.
Are you judging?
No, eating, no, going? eating. I'll probably be eating. There's chili. I'll be eating. You know, yeah. Sign me up. There's food. I'm there. Yeah, there's eating. Yeah, I'll eat.
Our Looper.
You know I will. You know.
Brought to you by Russ Smith, Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. Offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loan.
I'm just trying to add.
Charterwest National Bank.
I'm adding that they have the chili cook-off. I'm just not making a statement. I'm just saying that that's there as well.
So on chili cook-off night, do Loper fans sit behind the opposing bench?
They will be opposing eventually.
Do you think Schmitty's entering? Did we got to get
Schmitty's chili in. You know, I got a couple friends of mine that would be really good at this. You know, people get creative with
God,
chili.
God, that narrows it down. They already know who they are, don't they?
Yeah, both of them. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Boys State basketball brackets are out. Let's take a look at them right here, and we will start with just everything. I'm going to run down everything in case you haven't seen them. Here's the boys, March 7th through the 9th. And for those that have teams in both girls and boys, they pretty much mirror the same time frames. Class A, these are all at the Devaney Center on Thursday the 7th. The top seed, Omaha Central, Akoya Gowna boys, start at 9 in the morning against Papillion La Vista South. Then Millard West and Omaha Benson play at 10:45.
That's North- a great draw for Central.
I'm sorry.
That's a great draw for Central.
I got a break right here. The state knows that Omaha Central is going to be the number one team in the bracket. Why in the hell would you play them at 9 in the morning? You're killing yourself. You're killing yourself, NSAA. You know they're the number one seed. They, even when they got beat, they're the number one seed in the wild card points. Why would you play them at 9 in the morning? Well, because they move them around however they want. They can pick and choose.
Have,
this
and
bracket
have.
Is different every year.
Yeah, and have. Yeah, I'm with you. For one thing, I don't think you should announce times. They have it already kind of bracketed out there. I don't think they should announce the game times until they're drawn.
Ugh.
And if you're going to do it, and I think they would. But here's the game that's going to be the late game. First of all, Class A, their late game is at 3:45 p.m. You know, they played the first four games. Their late game is 3:45 p.m. on a Thursday.
They keep giving me this thing of that we rotate the classes through. Well, you kind of rotate the classes through. There's nothing wrong with Class A playing the last game again. You got one of the best teams of all time, supposedly, in Omaha Central. You could play the last game of the night. All they're doing now is A or B is at 1 o'clock, and then the other year it's at 6:30.
Yeah,
and they flip-flop them, and they flip-flop the C's. Yeah, real fair, NSAA. Whatever. So the A final's at 1
well,
o'clock.
Well, you're doing it fair once D2 plays at the Devaney Center, you know, and Class A has to play at Lincoln High. And now you're fair.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're not going to be fair, then it'll be fair.
Oh, this is okay.
Well,
A should be at the sports.
Well, and I agree with that. I agree with that. But this concept of we're just trying to be fair with the classes, you're not. So don't pretend that you are.
Why did that just fire me up out of nowhere? Well, 9 in the morning, Omaha Central. And then Millard West and Omaha Benson at 10:45, North Platte.
That's a tough draw against South.
Well, it should be.
Well, you're the seventh
seed. Let me throw this out. They shouldn't even be there. You can't beat 7-15 Papillion La Vista South on your home floor. All right. There's my shot. Okay.
Well, somebody's got to get a wild card. Somebody's got to get a wild card. It falls all the way to number 7.
I know
that's
wasn't nice. I know that wasn't nice.
Well, somebody's got to get the wild card.
Good Lord. Again, if you want to shake that Western mentality by the East, you can't lose to 7-15 Papillion La Vista South
on
your home floor.
I agree. And it's a second straight year.
Kearney goes to Papillion La Vista and plays them to the wire, the number 3 team in the state. And North Platte, and they're going to state. Papillion-Lewiston South, Omaha Central at 9, Millard West at Omaha Benson at 10:45, North Platte at Omaha South at 2, and Lincoln Southeast and Papillion-Lewiston at 3:45. Class B starts at Pershing Auditorium in the morning at 9 a.m. Ralston plays South Sioux City at 10:45. York takes on Elkhorn South, and at the Sports Center on Thursday night for the boys, Scotts Bluff and Aurora at 7, Gretna and Waverly at 8:45. C1 bracket all at Pershing Auditorium on that opening Thursday. Top seed Wahoo will play Lincoln Christian at 2. Adams Central will play Wayne at 3:45. Kearney Catholic will play Boone Central Newman Grove at 7 o'clock. And Gibbon will play Kimball at 8:45 that evening. C2, they play at Lincoln High. Sutton Boys take on Crofton at 9 a.m. North Platte St. Pat's and Hardington Cedar Catholic at 10:45. Freeman and Archbishop Bergen at 2. Southern Valley against Lutheran High Northeast out of Norfolk at 3:45. In D1, they're at Lincoln North Star for the boys. St. Mary's of O'Neill takes on High Plains at 2 o'clock. Arapahoe against undefeated Paxton at 3:45. Top seed Howells Dodds against Johnson Brock at 7. The Kennesaw Blue Devils against Burwell, 8:45 at Lincoln North Star. And finally in D2, they'll start at Lincoln North Star with Layton and Juanita Palisade at 9 a.m., Wausau and Spalding Academy at 10:45. The evening games in D2 will be at Lincoln High. Two-time defending champion Giltner will play Why Not at 7. Fall City Sacred Heart will play Sterling at 8:45. We will have Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, Gibbon, Sutton, along with Kennesaw and Giltner games on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Randy, I chuckle a little because one of the toughest basketball games, that's the word I'll use, toughest basketball games I ever had to broadcast was when Giltner played 2 years ago at Lincoln High in the opening round. Brutal. Even Matt Drew knows it was just brutal. It's like 17-9 late in the third quarter.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, and you'll run into the...
Hey, I think it was against Lindsay Holy Family, if I remember right.
High Plains, 21-4, scored 102 points in the Heartland Hoops Classic. We saw them, and you saw them against Kennesaw. They're 21-4 and the 7 seed. Yeah, you know, it sometimes you look at these, you go, wow, really? Boone Central, 21-6, they're the 7 seed. You know, and Lincoln Christian. They play that tough schedule in the Centennial Conference. Yeah. C1 is always, top to bottom, I always think the most balanced of any class. All 8 teams can win it, and 8 seeds have won it. You know, Boys Town as an 8 seed a few years ago, they ended up winning the whole thing. Just the balance that's in there. In Class A, I think there's really only a couple teams that really have a legitimate chance, an outside chance by Papillion-Lewiston, but it's going to be Central and South.
Again.
And again, the Central would be the prohibitive favorite, but... You know, Papillion-Lewiston on the right night, they can do it. And South, definitely on the right night, they can do it, too. Those are the 3 teams. No one else in Class A, I think, has a chance at all. At all.
Props to the Lou Platte Conference. 3 teams in. Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, and Gibbon all getting in. Old Lou Platte Conference. Remember, Burwell is in. And so... And
I like all 3 of them in terms of having a real chance. I'm not saying all 3 of them are going to win their first round game, but I think all 3 of them have a legitimate chance of winning their first round game. Wouldn't that be something if 3 of the 4 semifinalists are from the same conference?
Adams Central and Wayne, a rematch from the Northeast Nebraska shootout in the Holiday Tournament, which Adams Central won 28-24 by scoring 4 points in the second half, if I remember that right.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, it can it can kind of be that slow down game, but you see that more in Class B. But Beatrice isn't in there, so now there's going
to
be.
We'll be talking to a variety of coaches getting ready for the state tournament over the next week. The girls' state tournament though begins tomorrow. Rick Petrie of Kearney Catholic, a lot of people like them to maybe win it all. We'll get his thoughts when we come back.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Businesses from startups to Fortune 500 share a common trait. They're intentional. They focus on success and don't get distracted. They share another success trait as well. Many choose to work from a Regis office. Your beautifully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it and includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, and a state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. None. Mention me when you call, get 2 months free. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm a busy mom with three kids, and I know what it feels like to struggle with weight loss. Looking back, after my last baby, my weight really caught up with me. I can remember feeling overweight, unhappy, and I had no energy. I lost the weight, and years later, I've been able to keep it off. That struggle is why I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm.
Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells.
And that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Some cloud cover in our forecast today, along with a few peaks of sunshine. Expect breezy northwest winds with highs near 36 degrees. And we'll have more cloud cover tonight with a low of 21. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 30 degrees.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Wednesday. That means Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. What?
Nothing.
You want to go now?
No. Yeah, I do. I mean, lunch.
Lunch, turkey, BLT.
I was just thinking how hungry I was.
$5.99, plus you get a side item at the Chicken Coop. And besides...
You may walk in hungry. You ain't walking out hungry.
No, that's your own fault if you do. The Chicken Coop takes care of you with a bacon burger, the mushroom burger, the Totally Jack burger, cheeseburger of your kind, of your liking. It's right off the menu. The only difference is it's only $5 Wednesday nights from 5 to 10 at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Slide in, watch your favorite basketball, your hockey, your NBA, whatever it is you want to watch, and have fun with your friends, your family, your coworkers, because there's not a bad seat in the house to kick back and relax. And don't forget, the Chicken Coop has happy hour every Monday through Friday from 2 until 5:30. Your favorite sports are there at the Chicken Coop, open 7 days a week in Kearney and Grand Island.
Sounds good.
That's what you got?
Yeah. What do you want from me? What do you want?
Oh, you're in a grumpy mood today.
No, you are. You're being rather curt. You're being in a grumpy mood. You walked in late, as always, to start the show, and you're throwing stuff around. You've been in a grumpy mood.
I didn't throw nothing.
Yes, you did.
I didn't throw nothing. What did I throw?
Your phone, papers.
By the way, you have to be in the right attitude to do this program. That's the
confrontational.
That's my mentality. Yeah, I hate that.
There you go. Let's get him.
You know how I hate that. Here's one for you. Three fans injured during the NASCAR race the day before the Daytona 500. They've hired a lawyer.
Well, yeah, of course.
Wow. But I like that at least in this story, it already points out experts say they could face tough obstacles in winning damages, pointing out that some courts have looked past liability waivers written on the backs of sporting event tickets. Others maintain a ticket is a legal contract that could be hard to overcome in a suit.
Well,
this is too much. Again, this goes back to me to too much legal suing, all that kind of crap.
I agree. But here's the thing. It isn't the lawyers you got to worry about. You got to worry about the juries, because the jury can say, well, gosh, man, that racetrack makes a lot of money. Those poor people that came in there, that racetrack, they got plenty of money. They don't need the money. Let's give it to these poor folks over here who sat by a fence and were surprised that a tire going at 200 miles an hour knock the fence down. I mean, but that's where people want to sit, and that's where it's exciting. And that, unfortunately, that's just NASCAR. That's just the way it is. You don't have that at a horse track. You know, you don't have that at the state track meet here in Nebraska, you know, where somebody goes over the fence and somebody gets hurt. I mean, as long as you're doing the right thing, you shouldn't get sued, but you can always sue. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. If you can pour coffee in your own lap and sue McDonald's and make money off of it, you never know. They might be able to win this one. By the way, I thought it was funny. I saw a tweet. It was like, does anybody feel like really good that they said they fixed the fence that didn't work right in the first place? I mean, when they announced that they fixed the fence for the Daytona 500, am I supposed to really feel that good? I mean, it didn't work before it was broken the day before. It just is what it is. Stuff's going to fly over a fence.
Well, didn't most of them get hurt from the tire?
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Well, and cars are now designed to protect the drivers, and rightly so. But what happens is that energy then is distributed to other places when they crash, and the cars do kind of fall apart, but it protects the driver when that happens. Well, that stuff's got to go somewhere, and when you crash at 175, 180 miles an hour into a wall, that stuff's got to go somewhere, and you do the best you can. But to me, you know what you're in for when you're sitting where you're sitting. You bought those tickets because you know a little bit about auto racing, be my guess. So you kind of know what you're in for.
Doug, you to Randy Bushcutter. The story that's been breaking here the last 15 minutes, it's official. The Kansas City Chiefs will suck again for the next handful of years because they have went and got Alex Smith.
He's not that bad.
Yes, he is.
He's not the answer, but he's not that bad.
He's not the – believe me when I tell you this. I'm. You can question whether you know I am.
Who's
right,
the other option? Who's their other?
But again, I did have the Super Bowl exactly right.
Let it go.
Alex Smith got good when the Niners got good. He didn't make the Niners good. They finally got some talent around him. Alex Smith was not good for how long? They wanted to lynch the poor kid. I was on his bandwagon, hoping that they would do good. The year before they finally took off, that 3 years ago, the last year of Singletary, when they ended up going 4-12 and they should have went 12-4, he was horrible.
And he was. But part of that is you throw the ball to somebody and it goes through their hands, it gets tipped, and it's interception. That's a stat for the quarterback. Oh, my God, he threw three interceptions. Well, two of the three were tipped. And the other one was because the receiver ran the wrong pattern. I mean, there's all sorts of other factors that go in there just outside of those numbers. He has proven that he can win if he has the right talent around him, and that's not a bad quality in the NFL. My next question to you would be, who do you think they should have got? They're not drafting anybody.
Exactly.
There isn't anybody in this draft.
I hope they didn't sell their franchise to get Alex Smith.
Well, he was a free agent, wasn't he? They didn't have to give up a thing. No, it was a trade. Yeah, it was a trade. Yeah, well, what did they give up? Well, I hope they didn't give up much.
The detail's still coming down.
I will say that. I hope they didn't give up a whole lot. It sure as heck shouldn't be a
second round pick in this year's draft, which is the second selection overall.
That might be high.
As another conditional mid-round pick in 2014.
Okay, that might be high. Now that argument I'll give you. That's too much.
Draft picks are such a crapshoot.
Well, they are, but taking Alex Smith is a crapshoot too. I mean, yes, you know what you have, but you also know that he's not the second coming of Peyton Manning. I mean, he's not.
A lot of Chief fans around here, we want you to weigh in. You've got Alex Smith. You kind of knew that this might be coming. Give us your thoughts. Email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. Of course, the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The girls' state basketball tournament begins tomorrow, and one of the area teams that hopes to be playing on the Devaney Center floor Saturday are the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, and Coach Rick Petrie joins us here. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on today's Doug and Daddy Show. And Coach, congratulations on your run so far through the postseason.
Well, thanks. Kids have played well, and it's been a great situation for us.
Is Theron excited to play Norfolk Catholic? I mean,
again.
I have to get right to it, all right?
Sure, because, I mean, you know, Theron was up there not that long ago.
Yeah, you know, she still got some good friends on the team, so I think she's looking forward to it, you know, both in a positive and kind of a negative way. But, you know, she'll be ready.
All right, yesterday.
It'll be a fun thing for her.
Yesterday we had Ron, and this isn't the first, they've had to meet them, I think, a couple times in volleyball along the way. But we look at Ron Powell from the Lincoln Journal-Star with us yesterday. Today, the Omaha World Herald, they both pick you guys to win C1, so now the target is on your back. And not that that at the beginning of the year would have been unexpected, but difference going in as a favorite as opposed to an underdog. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, you know, we really haven't talked about it, but I think, you know, any time that you are picked to win, there is a target on your back, and maybe teams play a little bit harder than they normally would, but not necessarily that you wouldn't play hard at State, but, you know, there's always that prestige of knocking off a number one team.
Part of that, I think, why you got rated number one is because of the success that the volleyball team had, kind of the experience that they had in terms of going out there and winning the title early this year, Rick. How does that help, or does that really translate? I mean, you have a little bit different cast of characters a little bit out there, but and everybody's in a different role. But does that help, or is that overstated, how much that experience helps you guys?
I think there's a little bit of carryover to that. You know, anytime you're in big games and you face that pressure, whether it be volleyball or basketball, you understand what it takes to react and maybe understand what it takes to take your game up a level, you know, in order to accomplish the things you want to accomplish.
Talking with Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They play Norfolk Catholic tomorrow at 2, Pershing Auditorium on Classic Hits 98.9. This season seems to have been broken up into three parts. Before Pearson Seward, those two games, and after Pearson Seward, take us through the development. Take us through those three times of the season.
You know, in the beginning of the year, we're just trying to focus on getting better each game and trying to find out, you know, what are our best combinations and who we can depend on off the bench, and you know, who's going to step up and you know, really contribute when the game's on the line. You know, and I thought, we did a good job. We improved. You know, and then you get into the middle part of the year, those two specific games, and to be honest, we just didn't shoot the ball very well, and that's a big part of it. Seward was probably a little bit more physical than maybe the girls thought they would be, and, you know, you got to give Seward credit. They're a good team. They shot the ball very well against us. We were able to get the ball where we wanted inside, but we weren't able to finish, and that was a big part of that game. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish.
And then the Pierce game, we just didn't do the little things, and that's something we've focused on after that game, is doing some of the little things to help us improve, and I think that's been a big part of our improvement the last third of the year.
Rick, how do you see the field? I mean, I want to get more specific about Norfolk Catholic here a little bit, but I want you, as somebody that knows Class C1 girls basketball, take yourself and your game out of it against Norfolk Catholic. Take a look at the rest of the field. How do you kind of critique the rest of the field in C1?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell teams. You know, I think Shatterton's a really good team, and I think that people are kind of overlooking them a little bit. You know, we face them several times this summer, and they're athletic, and they can get up and down the floor, and they're going to press you, and they're going to do a lot of different things. I think they're a pretty good team. That being said, you know, is their level of competition, you know, where it needs to be? I don't know. That's a good question. You know, I know that St. Thomas More out of South Dakota is a really good team, and, you know, they were able to handle Shatterton twice, but how does that translate? I don't know. You know, in Fillmore Central, they don't have the height that we do, but they're very, very athletic, and they're going to pressure you all over the floor. You know, and we've played Minden, we've played Pierce. And, you know, the other teams, although they have quite a few losses, play a very, very competitive schedule. So they're playing all sorts of different teams, and, you know, they're pretty battle-tested. So I don't really think that, you know, one team's, you know, kind of like C2, I think Crofton's kind of the class of that group, but I don't see that, you know, in our class.
Talking with Rick Petrie, girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. Tell me a little bit about Norfolk Catholic. What's your scouting report for tomorrow?
Well, it starts with Michaela Berry. You know, she's an all-stater, and, you know, I think she's averaging 18, 20 points a game, I think, in the district game against Winnebago. Probably scored 25 or 30. It seemed like on film every time she shot the ball, it went in. So, but they have a couple other nice guards, and they're gonna get after you on defense and pressure you, not necessarily full court, but certainly half court, and they like to deny a lot. And so we're going to have to be careful with the ball. I think that, you know, if we can limit our turnovers, that's going to be a big part of this game.
You and other teams see you guys come off the bus. You know, you bring out a 6'1", 6'1", 6-footer. You have the three tall girls. But how important is it that you guys handle the ball with guard play, you know, with Michaela and Allie? And how important is guard play when you get into this tournament?
I think it's really important. I think that you can win or lose games not having somebody that can handle the ball. I think that's an important aspect that sometimes goes overlooked, because if your guards can't get the ball to your big people, you know, it really hurts you. And so the ability to handle the ball is huge. And, you know, I'm pretty confident in the kids that we have. I think Michaela, Allie, Whitney, Colleen have done a tremendous job against a lot of teams that like to pressure you throughout the year. I thought we did a tremendous job against St. Cecilia and against Seward earlier this year of just taking care of the basketball.
You guys average nearly 70 points on offense. Norfolk Catholic averages only 47. The close games have been lower scoring games for you this year, the handful that have been. Can you get the pace at your level?
I hope so.
What do you got to do to get the pace at your level?
You know, I think we got to play great defense. I think it starts there. If we can get out and, you know, cause some turnovers, cause them, you know, maybe shoot the ball before they're ready, rebound it, and then get out and run, I think that's where we're pretty effective. Once we get the ball down there, we're able to move the ball around. We usually can find somebody that's open, and you know, I just think that if we can do it defensively, that'll really help us get the pace where we want it to be.
How important is the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game in terms of setting the pace that you want?
Well, I'd like to think if we get out to a great start, then, you know, that just carries over to the rest of the game. You know, we've been fortunate this year that we've done that a lot of times, but there's been some games that we haven't, and we've battled back, and that's important, too, is that, you know, you don't lose sight of the fact that even if some team comes out and scores a few points on you, you know, you got 28, 29 minutes left in the game, and you just have to buckle down and play a little bit harder.
You got your pregame speech all worked up. You do anything crazy tonight? You dressing up weird? What's going on?
I hope not. I always cringe when we have those pep rallies because I never know what's happening. And you know, you've been to enough of them. You understand what I'm saying. It's just not. It's hard to tell.
Well, I mean, you feared them so much that you decided not to have one the last couple of years. So let's see. I mean, a lot of coaches, you can joke. Some schools, some towns. It's been so long, and we saw that with the boys here this week. It's been so long since they've been able to be there. You guys went on a pretty nice run here in the 2000s, but now a couple of years where you had to set it home. Does that even make your hunger a little stronger?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we went down and watched last year. I can't say that was a lot of fun. You know, we always, when you go down and watch, you kind of look at the other teams going, you know, we can compete with them. We can compete with them. You know, that sort of thing. But, you know, it's fun to be back. I think the girls are really excited and looking forward to it.
All right. Well, I just will play basketball. We can't golf. So,
well, that's true.
And even when the snow melts, I can't golf. So I got that going for me. But, Coach, we'll see you tonight. We'll see you tomorrow in Lincoln. And thanks for the time. As always, best of luck to you and the Lady Stars.
Thanks. Appreciate all the things that you guys do.
Appreciate it, Rick. Rick Petrie.
Thanks, Rick.
He's the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They're 24-2. And then again, you look at Norfolk Catholic, they're 15-9.
And tough schedule. You know, and
here are their losses. Here are their losses, Randy. If I've got Pierce, Wahoo Newman, St. Cecilia, Gretna, Wahoo, Pierce, West Point Guardian Angels two times in a row, Crofton.
I'm looking at the brackets. There's a lot of those teams you mentioned that will be playing in Lincoln in the next few days.
I think everyone but Wahoo Newman.
Yeah, I think everyone but Wahoo Newman, and it was Wahoo. You know, so yeah, they one thing that the, and I think Rick did a great job scheduling Seward and Pierce, and I realized that weekend didn't go the way Kearney Catholic fans wanted to, but this year the Lou Platt was down in terms of girls basketball, and their non-conference schedule was, and until you played Minden, wasn't real strong. So they end up playing four or five games against pretty good competition. And you needed those. You got to have those. That's how you get better. That you have to be pressured to kind of find the things that you need to work on. You don't do that by winning by 30 and 40 and 50 points in some games.
Kearney Catholic has a chance to do something pretty special. They're going to be the overwhelming favorite to bring home the state track championships with Brannigan and Mestel and the rest of this crew, Herbert and all these girls that did so well last year. And so they've got a chance to win three state championships here, and that's not even counting some of the other sports that go on out there.
Right, and the three main, and I'm not being disparaging when I say that no, probably volleyball is a bigger deal that for most people in the state than what cross country is and all that. So, I mean, it's the three main sports for a girls team, and that would be unprecedented. I can't think of any team that's ever done that. I haven't looked it up. I haven't really thought about it until you said it. But I'll be darned if I can think of you'll have a team that will maybe win volleyball and then basketball. Or, you know, two of the three. I don't know if I've ever heard of anybody winning all three of them.
Well, that's why we've got our listeners out there. I think it has happened, but
I'm sure
tell
it has.
You. So somebody can throw that out to us who has done it. You can shoot us an email, Den Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got more coming up, including your chance to win some Nebraska Danger tickets right after this.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, to keep updated on all your fancy players. Juicy burgers and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
The weather's getting warmer, and that means it's time to start working on your yard. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a Super Start Lawn and Garden Battery starting at $21.99. Springtime means yard work, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a Super Start Lawn and Garden Battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Some cloud cover in our forecast today, along with a few peaks of sunshine. It's about breezy northwest winds with highs near 36 degrees. And we'll have more cloud cover tonight with a low of 21. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 30 degrees.
Yeah.
I got the Super Bowl right. Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, beat the heat, beat your co-host. It doesn't matter. You can still cool them off with T&L Irrigation Pivot Systems. T&L, beat the heat with the best value purchase of a T&L pivot system. Maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L or your T&L dealer today. Get ready for the 2013 season. Check them out at TLIRR.com. T&L's proven hydraulic technology works and is easier on you for a lifetime. T&L sponsoring Sean Callahan's trip through the Tri-Cities. Tonight he's at Indian Head Golf Club in Grand Island. Folks, there are still a few tickets available for that. That has always been either a sellout or darn near a sellout. So that's still available tonight. Call Indian Head 381-GOLF to get the reservation for tonight. It starts at 6 o'clock, and then tomorrow night, Sean will be in Kearney at Cunningham's Journal, starting again at 6 o'clock.
So I have some decisions to make about going to state basketball or listening to Sean. I have some decisions to make. And I'm not real good at that.
Let's go to our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which local team has the best chance to win a girls' state basketball title? 58% said Kearney Catholic, 16% said Hastings St. Cecilia, then Minden and Sutton and Giltner on down the way. We'll talk with Coach from Giltner tomorrow. Nancy's going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, Don Lees to talk about the Kearney Catholic boys. They're into state. Josh Howgie, the Storm, three games, three nights on the road. They, losing is just frustrating. Losing by one is even more frustrating, and that is what they funk they have fallen into. Vote today on our new poll question. Will Creighton make the NCAA men's basketball tournament? Right now, Joe Lenardi has them as a 10, and chuckling, he puts them against Oregon in the first round. But what do you think? Yes, as an at-large? Yes, but they must win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament? No.
I think as an at-large. And they might win the conference tournament. They might. They could. But they're and this will be kind of an area that I will talk with Coach Lease a little bit. They're not exactly peaking at the right time. They're not exactly peaking at the right time. So they got to right the ship a little bit. They've been struggling.
Oh, mightily.
Oh, and that's the master of understatement there.
But here's what they've got to keep their nose clean now. On the way out, they don't have a whole lot left here. They've got two games remaining. They go to Bradley tonight, and then they host Wichita State. Huge game Saturday afternoon at 1:05 at the CenturyLink Center. I mean, that's one of the.
That'll go a long way to decide.
It's on ESPN, too.
That'll go a long way to decide. If they win that one, I think they're in. They don't have to worry about what they do in the Mo Valley Conference.
They win, get in. Make the finals of the
Mo
Valley.
You lose at home to Wichita State. Well, now it's getting tough.
Five games left, potentially. Must go 3-2. Can't go worse than 3-2. And you got to figure maybe 4-1. Either they got to beat Wichita State at home or win the tournament.
Well, they can lose a second-round game in the tournament. If they beat Wichita State at home, I think they can afford to lose a second-round game in the Mo Valley.
In the semis?
Yeah.
Be one of the last teams in?
Yeah.
Go in as about an 11?
Yeah. Well, again, that's not the way you want to do, but I think they could. I think they could.
How about Gonzaga? Going to be number one if they win this weekend for the first time in school history after Indiana loses last night.
Well, that's because everybody else has kind of lost. They're good. I wouldn't want to be number one going into the tournament. The number one teams don't last very long this year for whatever reason. I think that's just the parity this year in college basketball is unlike really any that I've ever seen. There's legitimately four or five teams that I think right now could, not easily, because it's never easy to win a national title, but definitely are strong contenders to win a national championship. And usually I got it down to maybe one or two. This year, I think there's five, maybe even six different teams that can win the whole thing. Indiana's still a pretty good basketball team. They can win it. Michigan can win it. Duke can win it. Gonzaga can win it. I'd be a little bit more surprised with Gonzaga, but they deserve probably to be number one.
Nah, Duke can't win it.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not? I mean, their guard plays good.
How about not can't, just aren't?
Okay. I got Duke, you got the field. This is the bet I'm supposed to take. Duke, I got the field.
We'll have our selections.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure I'll be right at that, too.
If it's Duke and the field, yeah, you'll probably hit that one, too. Hey. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Hey, a couple things. One thing I forgot to mention during our Loper link. Congratulations to John Mazner. The interim tag is taken off. He did an outstanding job taking care of the soccer team last year. Let's face it, 9-7-2, 4 years in, I'll take it. Best record they've had since starting the program. He took over for Mike Munch, who stepped down fairly late in the process last year, but Coach Mazner came in and got the job done, and hopefully that program's headed in the right direction.
And again, not much time to find a guy, and I think they found the right guy.
Got to get him out of Broken Bow. That's a long commute.
That is a long commute.
And how about Nebraska and Iowa? They're going to continue to play on Friday. Big Ten said whatever. That's what they did.
Yeah.
Item number 27 here. Nebraska and Iowa will play on Friday after Thanksgiving. Anybody?
Anybody? Okay, we're good.
72-0 because that way we all get some nice credentials to all events. This thing passed.
Unfortunately, wouldn't it be more fun, Nebraska playing Penn State? You know, because that is that cross divisional, artificial rivalry game.
No.
Come on, there's no rivalry. I mean, people in Omaha are bored of the
rivalry. The only way a rivalry
Iowa
becomes a rivalry is if you start losing to somebody.
Exactly.
I don't want to play anybody the last week of the season. I mean, Oklahoma just fell into that. But remember, we only played Oklahoma five times. They were always at the end of the season, though.
Yeah, and it was natural. I mean, it was natural because those were two best teams in the conference. Same way Michigan and Ohio State for forever have played the last weekend of the Big Ten season. You know, they've always done that. They are always going to do it. It just kind of evolved. It makes sense. The two best teams play at the end of the year. That's when the games matter. It might hurt your spot in terms of what bowl game you go to and blah, 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 blah. But isn't that's the fun part. When you're peaking at the end of the year, that's when you want to get the two teams together. And Nebraska is going to peak to play Iowa. Oh, come on. You know, it's Iowa. It's Iowa. They were good once.
It was cold. Folks, let's give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Nebraska Danger season opener against the defending IFL champion Sioux Falls Storm. If you were not a winner of Danger tickets last week, then you are eligible this week. The game is Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Heartland Events Center. Here is the trivia question, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 for a pair of tickets to the Nebraska Danger. The Danger played Lincoln last week. It's not an exhibition game, but it was just a non-league game. How many points did the Danger score? How many points did the Danger score last week against Lincoln? If you know the answer, call now. We'll give you a pair of tickets back after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
At Advance Auto Parts, we give you great savings on wipers. That's the Advance Advantage. Right now, when you buy 2 Trico Onyx wiper blades, you'll save $10 instantly. And we'll even install them for you fast and free. Oh yeah, let the savings rain. And then wipe them away with the Trico Onyx wipers you just saved $10 on. Genius! That's the Advance Advantage. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Wendy's presents The Inner Guy.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, I just feel like something inside me, monster truck, isn't satisfied.
Chainsaw!
Oh, that's your inner guy trying to get out. You might want to try Wendy's Baconator.
Really?
Kung Fu movies, drum solo, riding lawnmower, wrestling a grizzly bear.
Yeah, really.
Wendy's Baconator. 2 hot and juicy beef patties, cheese, and 6 strips of fresh cooked bacon. More of what you really want. That's Wendy's way. Or Son of Baconator. You decide how big you want to go.
Now that's better.
Is the 2013 recruiting class Bo's best?
He told these guys to have their butts ready to play when they get to Lincoln.
John Callahan of HuskersOnline.com will share some thoughts and some video of potential Husker stars.
They addressed the line play. Altogether, Nebraska took 6 defensive linemen and 5 offensive linemen.
John Callahan is at the Indian Head Golf Clubhouse, Grand Island, 10-9. Then, at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney on the 28th, 6 p.m. each night.
Hey, it's better than you lost that loving feeling. You got to admit.
Oh.
Kind of retro music today.
Makes me want to close my eyes. Hey, congratulations to Mark and Holdridge. He knew that the Nebraska Danger scored 56 points in their win against Lincoln on Saturday night. He picks up a pair of tickets to the Nebraska Danger this Saturday. Keep listening and watching Facebook. We'll give away another pair of tickets later on this week. Folks, the Midway Auto Dealership located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney is wrapping up Truck Month. And don't miss out tomorrow. 50 Chevy Silverados up to $8,000 off through the end of the month from the manufacturer. What a great deal at South 2nd Avenue, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Also, check out Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram right down the street. Dodge Durangos, Jeep Wranglers, Ram trucks starting at under $2,300. Folks, they've also got the new Buick Encore and new Chevrolet Spark on the lot. Check them out online, thinkmidway.com, or in person at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, a better way, thinkmidway.com. Anything else?
My snow estimate, by the way, last week, much closer than yours, football boy. So, yeah, I just
wanted 3.5 inches, right?
Yep. And that was, I said double digits, and by God, it was double digits. There you go.
No. I think you were wrong again. It was 3.5 inches exactly on Wednesday. But when...
No. We did the whole shebang. You're in denial again. In denial, yet again.
Freddie Mercury just called and said, I am the champion. We want to thank Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic Girls, Brady Bonzel, UNK Track. Don't forget Sean Callahan tonight is at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island at 6. And tomorrow, state basketball. Don Lease will join us for Kearney Catholic Boys. Josh Howji is going to join us for Tri-City Storm. Talk a little Giltner Girls as well. Have a great one. Good luck to the area basketball teams at state. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!